Hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here today, and I'm going to read Veronica Hernandez's letter. My name is Veronica Hernandez, and I'm a 20-year-old woman that has been incarcerated since I was 16 and tried as an adult at 17. Prior to being charged as an adult, I was appointed a no-good attorney that couldn't have cared less about me or the outcome of my case. There are no law libraries or legal services at Juvenile Hall. So as a juvenile, for better or worse, has literally no choice but to be dependent on his or her court-appointed attorney and trust that he or she will lead them in the right direction. Unfortunately for me, that direction was to adult court, where I now face a life sentence should I be convicted. In California, 16-year-olds are eligible to be tried as adults, and in some states, the minimum age to be tried as an adult is 13 years old. In other states, there is no age limit at all, depending on the nature of the crime. Regardless of the age, juveniles that are tried as adults are subjected to harsher punishments that juvenile court judges lack the power to impose, such as life without the possibility of parole. Although a juvenile's right to a hearing before a case can be transferred to adult court was established by Kent versus the United States, 1966, there are still cases that get transferred to adult court without a hearing, and that is known as direct filing. The DA can file a direct filing on a juvenile that is 14 years or older. The human mind doesn't stop developing until the age of 25. So it is ridiculous that a judge can be given the power to determine that a juvenile can never be rehabilitated and will remain at the same state of mind that the juvenile was in at the time of their crime for the rest of their life. Aside from ridiculous, it is outrageous, oppressive, and something that needs to cease. Abolish this oppression and give children the chance at life that each and every one of them deserves. Yeah. Veronica Hernandez!